Helping students identify ineffective or junk education. True power of education can't be felt until the first tipping point. Few examples of tipping points are painting with the aid of a wall projector or using reference images tool at half opacity in Krita, learning about beats and melodies, and then composing songs in LMMS, or learning JavaScript programming and then merging RxJS with something like Dataflow. Without knowing what real education is, students are all too easily tricked into memorizing junk. Memorizing junk means learning things in the wrong sequence, at the wrong pace, at the wrong time, and above all, in the wrong context. It means the knowledge is just disconnected noise. It's junk. The aim of ineffective education is almost the same as with all other fraud. It is nothing more than just easy money. But such cancer at the heart of humanity will always have runaway negative results. One of them begins with low GPA for students who don't really care to memorize or pretend. A low GPA does not just mean that a person never had a real education. It also means that they get tricked into thinking that they are not smart and are now completely, completely cut off from their future on multiple, if not all, fronts. And they get tricked into thinking that they are unintelligent, regardless whether or not they try to memorize. They just look at their grades. No one cares to look beyond that. Both, never really having a chance, or just getting cut off, translates to desperation. And desperation in context of a young student encompasses all negative human traits and especially behaviors. The consequence of make-believe or ineffective or downright fraudulent education, or to put it in a language that is more down to earth, selling students out for cheap and easy paychecks, is driving students into the darkest corners. While there are more complex subjects that do call for multiple steps, the ones that only require two or three must be taught first and away from the negative influence of teachers. So prior to entry into what appears to be a fantasy world of standardized education, students need to learn all the simple things ahead of time in order to develop a sense for real and effective and meaningful education. Students can figure out programming in just a few days while taking it easy. Walking into a math class that forces formula memorization while being equipped with the ability to write computer programs will immediately alert the students to fraud. For one, mathematical notation is old, annoying, and imprecise. And software allows for an upgraded version of mathematics, one that is interactive, one that returns instant feedback. Yes, in a normal world, learning the arcane notation would be preferred, of course. But this is not a normal world. This world has been riddled with fraud. with selling students out for paychecks, with lies, with manipulations. There is no room here for teaching things the more beautiful way. There is only room here for teaching things the precise and effective way. Furthermore, the top 1,000 books that are held in high esteem by all the world's leading thinkers should be listened to outside of school as well. To kill a mockingbird is not a substitute for inheritance of wisdom that is owed to all the students. It is hard to call an interesting book an insult. But if that is all the children are required to read in school, then yes, it is an insult. No less than 1,000 narrated books will help the children develop a sense for reality, for wisdom, for their inheritance of wisdom, and finally, for fake education. In closing, schools cannot just sell a beginning and then point the students where to find more, as that again encourages fraud. They need to correctly conclude all the lectures that they opened. For example, programming would conclude with students co-founding smart and portable little startups. Educational scammers with puppy dog eyes are far too clever to be granted benefits of doubt. One of the properties of a real educational institution is that it teaches from beginning to conclusion. Anything else should simply be marked as a make-believe institution, an interesting la-la land to visit, perhaps during family vacations. Here, the students could really get a good look at how ordinary the man who sold the world looked like.